So your question is that, are the religious rituals entirely separate from philosophy?
Yes.
And if different people are following different rituals, then how do we see that philosophy? Is that also a part of your question?
Yes.
Okay. So basically, the religious practices, whatever they may be, they are meant for a purpose. That purpose is raising of consciousness. So we can envision a mountain. And the top of the mountain is spiritual consciousness. The bottom of the mountain is material consciousness. Now, from different sides in the mountain, there may be different paths. Now, some path may be very slippery. Some path may be very sandy. Some path may be filled with a lot of water which you have to navigate. So now, based on which path a particular person is climbing up, they will need a different set of equipments. They will need even a different set of skills. Although the purpose is the same of rising to the top of the mountain, the set of skills and the set of equipments required may be vary depending on the path that they are at. Similarly, one of the great saints in our tradition, Bhaktivinod Thakur, he says that the same one absolute truth has provided, it is understood in different ways by different traditions. And that one message is revealed according to people's culture, people's language, people's mentalities, people's conceptual orientations. And then an appropriate method is provided for them to rise up. So that because different people are from different backgrounds, so the practices that they need for their elevation can vary. And not only vary, sometimes they can be opposite. So, for example, the principle of offering respect. You know, say, in the in the Hindu tradition, people may offer respect by folding their hands. Now, or we talk about respecting God. In the Muslim tradition, we may raise our hands in namaz. In the Christian tradition, one may do mass. The specific gestures may be different, but the purpose is the same. If you only look at externals, you'll think this is all different. Now sometimes the practices can not only be different, they can be opposite. Now consider the traffic system. Now I come from India, and whenever I drive a car, or whenever I go with somebody else in a car, I always, when I come from India to America, go from America to India, just like you have a jet lag, I get a car lag. I end up going on the opposite side of the car. So if somebody else is driving me in India, the driver's side is on one side, the passenger side is on the other side. So what happens is, in both cases, the purpose is of the traffic rules is the same. It is regulation of traffic. It is to ensure so that smooth transportation happens. But the rule, the purpose is the same, but the rule is not only different, it's opposite. In one country we travel on the right side, in another country we travel on the left side. So that is just circumstantial. So we have to look beyond the specifics. If we only look at the external, we say, hey, these rules are opposite. But the purpose is the same. So similarly, there can be specific rituals which may be different, some may even be opposite, but the purpose is the same. Now when I say purpose is the same, here purpose is not something which is fixed in nature. The purpose is something which has to be understood individually. That means the practitioners of different religious practices, they need to be evolved enough to see the common purpose and pursue that common purpose. Sometimes what may happen is that I am climbing up this path up the mountain, and I see somebody else is climbing up from some other path. And then I go down and I go around to their path. Hey, your path is wrong. Don't go up. Don't go up. And I keep pulling them down from there. And I spend my whole life going around the bottom of the path, pulling everyone else down. What happens? I don't let them go up and I also don't go up. So if there is unnecessary conflict or confrontation, where everybody comes to each other in a polemical mood to pull each other down,
then that doesn't lead to any growth for anyone. So, now this of course does not mean that all paths are right. Now we want to go up the mountain. If somebody is taking a path which is taking them into the forest, away from the mountain, then because that path is going to take them up the mountain. So we have to look at the results also. Is there elevation of consciousness? Are people actually becoming spiritual? Are people becoming free from lower material cravings? Are people becoming better human beings? So we have to see the transformation that is happening also. But we can't become fixated with the rituals, the practices. We have to focus on the purpose and see how that purpose is best served with the practices. Does that answer your question?